Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I'm okay. I'm waiting on my radio show. Really? Yeah, I asked the radio show to call the radio, and it didn't call anybody. It said it called the radio show, but nothing, they didn't call anybody. Nobody came to the radio show. Yeah. I tried to get it to call Google. Call radio. Hey, Google. Google, call the radio show.
They're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting. Slam, and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party, and I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars, but I notice that they're on one side of the street.
Hello. Thank you for following me.
The world may think I'm foolish. They can't see you.
always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own.
Ever and a day,
ever and a day.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So for 2023, so welcome everybody to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gregory Girard, better known as G Money. And in Las Vegas, I'm the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. So I'm hosting the radio show today. All right, DJ, let's talk NBA basketball. Did they play any games last night? Or they play tonight? This should be game four.
Yeah, there were no games. There were no games last night. The last game was on Wednesday, where the Nuggets beat the Heat 109-94. So the game number four in the series is tonight at 5:30, and they're playing in Miami.
Okay, so that's good. So that's at 5 o'clock Miami time. That'd be
It's 5:30 our time.
Oh, 5:30 West Coast time? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then it'll be on in an hour or so. Basketball game will be on. All right. Well, that's NBA basketball. And what's going on with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the hockey team, are they still winning in the playoffs? It should be 4-0 now.
They are up 2-1 in that series. It's, you know, best of seven. And they play again. The Panthers, the Florida Panthers won last night in overtime. So the series is now 2-1.
Oh, okay. 2-1. Okay. Oh, we thought Las Vegas Golden Knights was going to sweep the series, but I guess it's not to be had. The Florida Panthers, I think they are. They won last night. Okay. It's 2-1 with the Golden Knights up 2-1. So we'll see what happens. Game number three, or game number four, is tonight, you said?
Game number four is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
At 5 p.m.
Okay. Tomorrow is what is tomorrow?
Saturday.
Saturday night. Okay. All right. And what's going on with the Major League Baseball? Any new reports about any games that are played today that we can announce?
What do you want to know?
Who played today and who won today? Did the Dodgers win today? Los Angeles.
So there's 15 games today. And none of them are completed. Only two are currently in progress, and that's the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think that's the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah, playing the Detroit Tigers. They're in the top of the second inning, and the Diamondbacks are up 1-0. And the Texas Rangers are playing the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're in the bottom of the first, and the score is 0-0.
Okay, and that's the only two games that are in motion right now that are active.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The rest of the games haven't started yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we won't talk about the rest of the game. How about the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA basketball team? Did they play today at all? Or did they play yesterday?
Let's take a look. WNBA. They're still ahead of the Western Conference, the Las Vegas Aces, but they must have lost a game because they're now 7-1. They were 7-0 yesterday when we talked. So they lost. Yeah, they lost yesterday to the Connecticut Sun. So they're still on top, but they're 7-1 now.
Okay. Well, it's all right. Go ahead, Aces. You are going to win the division, I'm sure, as you're playing outstanding basketball. I don't know what happened with yesterday's game, but you were 7-0 going into yesterday's game. So hopefully you'll get it back on track and get your winning record going again. Okay, well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the baseball and for hockey and for the WNBA. And the NBA plays tonight, right? They play game 4 tonight. So we'll see what happens with the NBA later on tonight, 5 o'clock tonight. They're playing in Miami. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for today. So let's go take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of him. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. The waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
everybody around the world. G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, we're going to do something a little different today. I'm going to tell one story, one joke, and then we're going to tell two stories. So we're going to get two stories in. We didn't tell a story yesterday, so we're going to get a story in today. And then after that, we're going to play a second story for the listening audience. So the joke is going to be, there was a lady that climbed the stairs and went to her son's room, and she tried to wake her son up so he could go to school. And she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get up and get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me. Let me stay in bed a little longer, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And his mother said, "All right, we'll give you 15 minutes. I'll set your snooze alarm to 15 minutes. And when the alarm goes off, then you got to get up and get dressed and get ready for school." And he said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He went back to sleep. And then 15 minutes later, the alarm went off. And his mother came up the stairs again. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know. You got to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Yeah, Mama, but I don't want to go to school because the kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me." And his mother said, "Well, I don't care if the kids talk about you or the teachers talk about you. If the kids don't like you and the kids talk about you, the kids
don't like you and the teachers talk about you. You got to get up and get dressed and go to school because that's your job. You're the principal, and you got to be there. All right. Boy, I messed that joke up big time, but it's okay. It's Friday. What can we say? Friday just goes like that. All right, DJ Papa D, play a story for our listening audience, and then we'll be back with another joke and another short story in a minute. And we also played a game called Suicide, where we would throw a tennis ball or we would throw a soccer ball against the wall that was the long wall in the third bedroom. It was the longest wall to the end of the house. And it extended all the way to the grass area. And we would throw the ball against the wall. And if it bounced off the wall and it hit somebody, then you would get stopped until you ran to the wall and touched the wall. Or otherwise, you had to catch the ball. And if you caught the ball, you didn't get stopped. So that was called suicide. And we would throw the ball hard at the wall, and hopefully it would bank off the wall, and it would hit one of us. Somebody would throw the ball, and I would try to hit my brothers with the ball so I could sock them before they ran to the wall and touched the wall. Because that was the object of the game, to touch the wall before you got socked. So I would throw the ball and try to hit my brothers with the ball bouncing off the wall. And then I would stand in the way and try to block them from getting to the wall before I got some licks in real quick. And they did the same to me. They would throw the ball against the wall. And if I tried to catch it and I missed it and the ball bounced on the ground, then I had two of my brothers trying to hit me and trying to keep me from getting to the wall so that I could touch the wall, because that would mean I would be safe if I touched the wall. So we played suicide in the backyard as well as playing basketball. And I had some neighbors that would come down and they would play basketball with us in the back of the yard. We would play around the world, or we would play like 2-on-2 or 3-on-2 basketball games in the backyard. And I was always practicing my shooting skills, because I really wasn't a good basketball shooter. Although I was a good defensive player, I could block shots and I could steal the ball when they were passing the ball to each other. And I could dribble real good. I could dribble between my legs and around my back. Yeah, I was a good basketball player, but I just wasn't a good shooter. So I would be playing around the world, and I start off shooting the basket like 2 feet from the basket, and I could never make the basket. I was supposed to be bouncing the ball off of the backboard and bouncing it into the basket. That was supposed to be how you make a layup, but I could never do that. I always tried, and I always missed the basket. So I wasn't good at doing layups, and I needed work on getting my jump shots in,
because I would shoot the ball good, but it wouldn't go in the basket. So I had to practice on my basketball skills, my shooting, and my defense, playing against my brothers and then playing against the guys in my neighborhood that would come to our backyard and play basketball with us. So that was what we did. We played basketball and we played murder ball or suicide against the wall. And that always kept us entertained until we got older. And then I started playing ball in my Catholic elementary school from the first to the eighth grade. I went to school. But in the third grade, I started playing sports in my school. And I had joined the team. I played flag football starting in the third grade. And I played basketball starting in the third grade. And I played baseball and softball starting in the third grade. So I was a good athlete. I played sports at my Catholic high school all the time. And I played in the YMCA starting in the fourth grade. I was playing flag football. I was playing basketball in the gym. And I was playing baseball. Well, at the time, we were playing softball. I didn't start playing baseball until I played baseball with my Catholic school, elementary school. I started playing baseball in the third grade. So I learned how to catch and how to hit a fastball, hard ball. And I learned how to throw a hard ball. And I learned how to catch a ground ball that was hit to me when I played the infield. So that was my growing up days in South Central L.A. And I did play baseball at Van Ness Park. I played on the All-Star team every summer after my Catholic school baseball league was over with. I played on the All-Star team. I always got elected to play on the All-Star team at Van Ness Park. And I got to play with a lot of real good ball players at Van Ness Park. And I really became a real good player because I was playing with a lot of all-stars at Van Ness Park. So that's how I grew up in South Central L.A. on 65th Place in L.A., Los Angeles, California. And that's where I grew up, and I learned to play all of the sports games, and I became an all-star. I like to think I was an all-star. I just played all the sports, and I became pretty good at all the sports, and I taught my brothers how to play all the sports. So we all played together. So that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm back in the hood since I'm the max. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm Gene Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have this short joke I want to share with you. There was a cowboy that was riding across the county, and he was riding to another city as he wanted to take care of some business. And while he was riding his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the cowboy had to shoot his horse, and he had to bury him in the desert. And he had to carry his saddle all the way till he found another place to buy a horse. And that meant he had to carry it until he found a ranch where he could buy a horse. So he found this ranch, and he went around the ranch, and he found the rancher at the ranch, and he told him that he wanted to buy a horse. And the rancher said, well, I only have one horse, and he really don't look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see what he looks like, and I'll determine if he looks good or not. And so the rancher took the cowboy to the barn, and he showed him the horse. And the cowboy said, oh, this horse looks okay to me. I'll buy this horse from you. And he said, how much do you want for the horse? And the rancher said, I don't know. Make me an offer. And the guy said, I'll pay you $1,000 for the horse. And the rancher said, no, that's too much for this horse. And then the cowboy said, okay, I'll pay you $500 for the horse. And the rancher said, no, that's too much money for that horse, too. And he said, well, I'll pay you $200 for the horse. And the rancher said, no, that's still too much money. And so the rancher said, well, how much money will you give me for the horse? He said, well, I'll give you about $100. And the rancher said, well, that's really a little too much for the horse. How about if you give me $100 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, okay, I'll take $100 for the horse. So the cowboy said, all we have to do is just brush the horse down real good and then put my saddle on him, and he'll be good to go. I'll ride him off of the ranch in the town. So the rancher said, okay, and he brushed the horse down real good, and then he put the cowboy's saddle on the horse, and then the cowboy paid the rancher, and the cowboy got on the horse and said, all right, I'm going to ride the horse off here. And the rancher said, well, remember, the horse no looks so good. And he's like, well, he looks good enough for me. I'm going to ride him anyway. And he rode the horse, and he got ready to ride off of the ranch. And he ran into the fence and threw the cowboy off the horse. And the cowboy jumped up and said, oh, man, this rancher sold me a blind horse. This horse don't see real good. So he sold me a blind horse. So I'm going to take him back to the ranch, and I'm going to get my money back. So he got off the horse, and he walked the horse back to the ranch, and he saw the rancher, and he told him, man, I want my money back. You sold me a blind horse. And he said, no, I didn't. I told you the horse no looked so good. I sold you a horse that could see, but he just no look so good. Woo! I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, well, that's the end of our show for today. We got to say thank you for listening to our show. And this is Friday, so we're shutting the show down. And we're preparing for our Monday show. So get ready to watch some basketball tonight and watch some baseball games this weekend and possibly watch some WNBA basketball this weekend and watch the Golden Knights hockey. They should be playing this weekend too. So we'll be full of a lot of basketball games in Las Vegas this weekend. So have a good weekend, and I'll be back on the air on Monday for your listening pleasure. So before I get off the air, though, I want to acknowledge all of the fans, the friends, and the fan club members. I want to acknowledge all of them for listening and following the radio show every day during the week. And we want to acknowledge their birthdays, because all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays today, we want to give a good acknowledgement for the people that are celebrating their birthdays. So, DJ Papa D, can you read off the list of birthdays that people are celebrating today? Today is the 8th of May, of June, the 8th of June. And we want to acknowledge all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays this weekend. And I think this is Father's Day coming up Sunday. I think this is Father's Day weekend. So we want to wish all the fathers Father's Day Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers for celebrating being a father this weekend. All right, so DJ, Papa D, can you read off the names of the birthdays that are being celebrated today? And
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. June 9th, 2023. Happy birthday to Rome Mendenheim. Happy birthday to Jared C. Smith. Happy birthday, Sophia Seymour. Happy birthday, Cedric McMillan. And last but not least, happy birthday to Royce Cobb. That's it for the birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their day today, June 9th, 2023. And also, Father's Day is not this weekend. Father's Day is next weekend.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. So I save my Father's Day song for next week to sing it to the listening audience. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody celebrating their birthdays today. Happy, happy birthday. And they had a couple of celebrities that had a birthday yesterday and the day before, and I didn't acknowledge them, and I can't remember everybody's birthday. I think Prince was one of them, and I can't even remember any of the others, but they announced several birthdays on the radio the other day, so I heard a lot of they acknowledged a lot of people's birthdays this week. So, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday in the month of May. All the Geminis, we want to give you a happy, happy birthday. And I want God to bless you with the best of greetings for everybody that comes to your house for your birthday party. May you have a big gathering of friends and family around to celebrate your birthday, on your birthday. So, without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy, 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 happy birthday to everybody. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have everlasting life. And may God bless you with eternity, life and life after death, eternally. All right. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend, y'all. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says that two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Whoa!
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.